Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Over the past 11 years, we've produced over 1,000 of these legislative updates. Some weeks can be a challenge. What do we report on when nothing significant happens? Fortunately, this is not one of those weeks. In fact, so much has happened, the question is, where do we even begin? So let's start with the good news. Although things can always change, it appears at this point that the local non-discrimination ordinances, or NDOs, are dead in Billings and Dillon. That's good news. It means the politically correct juggernaut ended after only four cities. What began with a cry to protect gays and lesbians from discrimination in housing, employment, and public accommodation ended when the laws that were passed were never used. The truth became evident. They just weren't needed. Montanans with wildly divergent worldviews have learned to tolerate each other without government mandates. And speaking of government mandates, it appears the queen of government mandates has just been nominated to replace John Walsh as the candidate for the U.S. Senate. Earlier this month, we told you the Democrats would be hard-pressed to find a credible candidate to replace Walsh, who resigned under charges of plagiarism. According to the political pundits, it appears the Democrat Party succumbed to pressure from the teachers' union and appointed Amanda Curtis, a one-term legislator, high school math teacher, and self-described anarchist at heart from Butte. In an attempt to make herself famous with a series of YouTube videos during the last legislative session, she inadvertently provided her opponent with all the ammunition necessary to torpedo her campaign in its early stages. In the end, Curtis's nomination may wind up damaging the Democrat Party brand as well, because of her trademark firebrand speeches that run off the scale on the political left. Remember, she didn't get the nomination by winning a primary. She was handpicked by the Teachers Union and the Democrat Party to be their standard bearer, even though her political baggage was known. One political columnist told me this week that they're expecting a Howard Dean moment at some point during the process. And speaking of Howard Dean, his political pack was the first to endorse Curtis after she was nominated. Seriously, you just can't make this stuff up. And while we're on the subject of the teachers' union and its death grip on the Democrat Party, it was interesting to note this week that Montana's ACT scores have dropped below the national average. That's important because those in the education establishment who oppose school choice, including Eric Fever, the head of the teachers' union, Amanda Curtis during her single term as a legislator, and Denise Juno in her time as the head of the Office of Public Instruction, have always opposed school choice, saying Montana students are near the top in the nation. This despite the fact that 2,000 kids per year drop out of school, and the ACT results paint a very different picture. At the Montana Family Foundation, we know public policy affects the lives of real people, so it's important to get it right, and that begins with electing the right people to public office. Remember, this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.